Hi, welcome to Bunch of Mom Sense,
a podcast where two moms talk all things
kids,
work,
life,
and everything in between.
Well, hello and welcome to a Bunch of Mom Sense. It's your two lost friends.
Oh my gosh, this has been forever. I can't remember how this stuff works.
Well, I did have to dust everything off, so at least there's that. But this is Heather.
And this is Jessica.
And believe it or not, we have been busy, haven't really seen each other. Went over to Jessica's house to chit chat and catch up like a couple weeks ago. And literally within like 5 seconds, I'm like, so what's new with you? And she says,
I'm thinking about being a foot model. And when we say, let's be real, when we say foot model, like I'm going to just sell pictures of my feet to like creepy, weird people.
Yeah. Anonymously.
Yes. Yes.
It's hilarious because I just had listened to a podcast where people were talking about monetizing on OnlyFans and how lucrative it can be and how much they were making, which is pretty incredible. And so when you said that, I was like, well, you can make a lot of money doing it.
Well, I mean, all the videos, like they just come up on my TikTok or whatever. And I'm like, look, I have long toes. There may be a thing out there for that. So
there's a fetish for that.
You know, I ain't above it. Get some more money.
So we need to get like a catchy username or handle, right?
I know. Yes. I've thought about it. My creativity hasn't been working with getting back to school and all that stuff. So I just haven't thought of the one yet.
I do like the opportunity to like monetize, but also be anonymous and no one knows who you are.
Yes, that is true. And you know, and of course, I've mentioned it to my husband and he's just like, look, if they don't ever see your face and other parts, go for it.
And other parts.
I'm like, all right, cool. Let's do it.
All right. You're going to have to keep us posted, although you may not want to advertise it on here.
Yeah, that might be for off the air conversations.
But yeah, so let's see. We've been in a Bunko group the last year.
Yes, that's been interesting.
Yeah. So those of you that are not familiar with Bunko, it's like basically a dice game that moms in suburbia America play and drink alcohol.
Yes. Yes. And I think it's what, 12 of us?
Yes.
You're at three tables, group of four at each table. There's a lot of counting in it. Yes. Sometimes it's very hard to carry on a conversation and do the counting.
Yes. I never want to keep score.
Well, and I mean, let's be real. We get halfway through. You're done anyway. You're like, I'm just here to drink.
Yes. So the four tables, you basically they're ranked. And so you're at the top table, second, third, fourth. And so the four tables, your bottom tables. So basically if you are two out of the four that lose that round, then you just stay at the fourth table. And so I just start at the fourth and I usually remain at the fourth table the entire time. And that's why I like literally get checked out. I'm like, I'm done.
Yep. Yep. You just roll the dice and it maybe you roll the number we're on. Maybe you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
So, but I have to say you have the most stylish dice rolling.
Oh yes.
Whatever you want to call that. The style. You've got the best.
Yes. Well, you know, you got to make it fun.
It's a fun group. It's fun.
It's been moms we normally wouldn't have hung out with.
Right. Yes.
So that's what's been fun about it. So yep. Anyway, so that's starting back up. So that'll be interesting. And yeah, I mean, you always get a little gossip, but it's like just fun to like let loose and be around other moms. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I hate I have to be a sub this year, but first night's coming up and I've already been asked to cover. So I'm sure I'll be at every single one of them anyway.
I'm sure you will be. All right. Well, school's back in session.
Yes. Yes. How did your kids do? Everything good?
Yeah. Everybody's been good.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't really ready for them to go back to school, but I know you always
oh my gosh.
Are. It's harder for you because you work out of the house. And
it did not come fast enough.
Yeah.
It's all the summer camps. Uh-huh. The freaking summer camps. Trying to find something that's still cost manageable.
Right. Because you've got three.
Yes. And then ones that can go all day. But it costs a fortune to do that. And then you try to like, okay, well, maybe I can get away with doing half days at some of these camps. And then who's picking them up and who can work half day? And, right. You know, and some of them not start till like 9 o'clock. Well, then that's half my work day in my world. So,
right.
I needed school to start back like soon.
I will say, so we did some early morning camps like with sports and uh-huh. started at 8 o'clock, which I know your kids did too, which is really, really nice, but they're only like for 2 or 3 hours, which isn't long enough.
Right.
But Sloan did a baking camp at a local, like, you know, cooking place. And it started at noon, and it was noon to 3. And I actually kind of got behind the whole noon starting time.
Yes.
It was
kind of nice
because she got to sleep in.
Uh-huh.
And she's not a morning person. So she was actually much easier to manage in the morning leading up to this like noon start camp. I don't know. I was like, I could dig this noon
Well,
starting
you don't
time.
Have to like you're not rushing right. and running around. And it's you've got some time to get ready and get out the door.
Right.
I could get behind that.
I mean, I could get behind a work day that started at noon.
Right. Me too.
I just want to still wrap at 5.
Yes, of course. Of course. Well, I mean, what do you think about these school districts that are going to 4 day a week school?
I kind of like it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I think for the working parent.
Yes.
It's going to be hard to manage.
That's the question is what do, not that school should be treated like a babysitter
right.
or anything, but what do the working parents do on that 4th day?
I don't know.
I don't
know. It'd have to be an all day daycare.
I don't know. Maybe if a listener is having to go through that right now, they can leave a comment, message us. What do you do?
I don't think we're going to go to that yet. But yes, a lot of schools in this area have gone to that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think for traveling, like if you're going to go out of town, but we don't travel a lot. But if you're going to go out of town, it's nice to have a long weekend.
Yeah. Oh God. I didn't even think about that. I don't want longer weekends with the kids at home and my husband. No. Okay.
So are your kids doing after school care? Or are they coming home? What are you?
So we're kind of doing something new this year. So, you know, when they are in 2nd grade, they're able to be walkers, right? And we live so close to the school. With my husband being off 2 days of the week, they are walking home those 2 days. The other 3 days, they're in after school care.
Okay.
As normal. So, but we're hoping we kind of like maybe halfway through the year, maybe to where they can be walkers every day. You know, they're only home like most hour and a half mm-hmm. after school. And you know, they're just going to get on iPads anyway.
Right.
You know, and we have such a tight street that
right.
we have parents would check, make sure they get in the door, you right. know, all that stuff. So they can FaceTime me. They know how to do all that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're working towards, hopefully. So don't come for me. Yes, I would let my kid stay home by themselves. It's okay. We're practicing here and there.
Well, sports start so early here, like practices. So I know that they're involved in sports. So
yeah,
it really is only like really an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah, then, yeah.
We're headed out the door too.
Which thankfully we don't. So last season I think we had a practice, same practice on one of the days, like Chase and the girls both had practice on the same day. Mm-hmm. We got away this year. We don't have that. Thank God. They're like on 2 different days, thankfully.
And that works better for you.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So now the games, that's another thing. We've got several games scheduled right at the same time.
Oh.
And on the Saturdays that Brad works.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to divide.
So you may have to be taking Aubrey with your game, with y'all. So Aubrey and Sloan are on the same team this year.
Yeah, so on the same softball team. It's awesome. I'm excited.
I know, I am too. So my husband always, and Heather, you know this, I grew up playing softball.
Right.
So I grew up hearing the moms and everybody, you know, yelling in the stands and the things you say during softball, like, get ready, girls, it's coming to you, or good eye, like all those kind of sayings. Mm-hmm. And I say it, you know, during my kids' games, and Brad gets so, I don't know if he gets embarrassed or annoyed, but he just gives me this side eye, like, can you please stop? Like, you sound so monotone when you do it. And I can't help it. Like, I cannot help it. Like, I guess because I played it and I'm competitive. Like, mm-hmm. I see, you know, and I'm like, come into two, get ready. You know, I do all that. So I was telling Heather, you know, and Brad that I asked Heather if she was ready to be sitting by me while I'm doing all that screaming in the stands. And it's so funny. You said that you and Michelle are like the two quietest ones.
Yes. So one of the coaches' wives, we're back on their team. And so she and I usually are the quietest moms because last season was our first time to play softball.
Okay.
And I know that baseball and softball moms, they are a little rowdy in the stands. It can get a little competitive and they're, you know, challenging the umpire's calls and whatnot. So I've witnessed this firsthand watching some boys on our street play baseball, and it's very uncomfortable. And I just sit there in silence because I'm like, I would never act like that. But I understand the competitiveness when you do watch your own child play and you want their team to get the right calls and whatnot. So I get both sides. But yeah, so typically when I sit in the stands, I don't say a word.
Enter Jessica.
And then so she's like telling me, well, actually Brad had already told me before uh-huh. you told me that you're not going to want to sit next to Jessica. She yells the whole time. And I was like, well, she's going to be with the quietest fan in the stands. So I guess she can yell for both of us.
Well, I'll tone it down a little bit if it gets crazy. But, you know, speaking of, just wait until you have a parent from the other team come over and try to talk trash to you.
That's happened to you?
Yes. Yes. So last season we were playing, you know, another little team. This is softball. And the batter, the girl that was at bat, she swung, she hit the ball. Mm-hmm. Our girls who were in the field got the ball, threw it to first, player was out. But what we didn't see, because we were watching the field, was that the girl that hit the ball kind of, when she swung, she spun funny and she kind of just sat down on her foot. So the coach of that team was sitting there checking, you know, her ankle or something. So kind of the other parents, you know, on our side, we were like, oh, what happened? Like, we didn't know. But I guess because the ball was in play and we threw it out, the girl was still out. The umpire mm-hmm. called her out. Mm-hmm. So, all right, well, you know, play's over, whatever, we going. Well, after the game, the mother of that girl came over to me and was like, are you the one that said, well, she's still out, when that little girl got hurt at bat? And I was like, I don't think so. I said, I mean, we saw, or we didn't really see what happened, but if I said she was out, it was because the coaches were saying she was out. And she was like, well, we're just not going to do rude. And everybody knew she was hurt. Everybody saw that. There was a moment, and I was like, lady, I don't know what to tell you. I was like, she said, somebody over here said it. And I was like, well, I don't really know. I mean, I may have, but it wasn't, I said, I don't know. I didn't really see what happened. You know, I was watching them make the play, and then she just kept standing there, and I finally just said, all right, well, you have a good day, and just walked off. So I don't know what she wanted me to do. I don't know what her intention was. I don't know what her point was. And, you know, what I kind of really say is, you are going to have a long, hard road in sports if you think you're going to confront every person you think said something about your child.
Right.
I mean, that's tough.
Yeah.
But what she didn't know was the one of the coaches, the dads on that team, his son played on my son's team. Mm. And so we saw him later. They had a game later that day. So I was able to kind of talk to the coach and say, why are your parents trying to come over here and start something? He was like, what? So anyway, but that goes shows you never know.
Yeah.
Who knows who. So I don't ever know what happened to it, but I was just really caught off guard that day. I was like, what in the world?
Of course.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I just always find it funny that last season we played, like, so even my 4-year-old played last season, and these moms, the 4-year-olds, they're playing mm-hmm. T-ball. Softball ready.
Oh, God.
Softball ready. And I'm like, they don't know what that means.
Let me tell you, this is the first time ever in my history of playing softball that I've ever heard softball ready. It's the same in baseball. Baseball ready. Like, I've never heard that until this season.
Yeah. I mean, it works for, like, our older girls' age.
Yeah.
But for 4 or 5, I mean, I'm like, they're 4.
Yeah.
They don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means. Softball means ready.
Get your stance. Get your glove ready.
Right.
That's what it means.
I realized it now. So. All right. So Aubrey's doing softball. Chase is doing baseball. What's Chandler doing?
Well, you know, we tried Chandler in baseball. Mm-hmm. And it just wasn't a good fit. You know, I'm so proud of her for trying. And the sad thing is I think she'd kind of be pretty good if she stuck to it, mm-hmm. but I think probably the coaches just weren't a good fit for her. Yeah. And she'll just tell you, oh, I am not sporty. Like, that's her thing now. I'm not sporty. Mm-hmm. So,
I mean, same girl, same.
I know. So I'm trying to figure out, like, even though she dances and sings around all day, every day, she doesn't mm-hmm. want to do that. So we're going to try piano. I just got to get her signed up.
Okay.
So, but yeah, Aubrey softball, Chase baseball. Chandler's going to go the musical route. We're going to try piano and see.
Perfect.
So,
theater. I could see that in our future too.
Well, you know, you say that. We went, so I found a camp this past summer. It was mm-hmm. like brought kids on Broadway, you know, little dramatic, you know, thing. She said she got up there and froze. Aww. She said, she was like, I couldn't do it. So I'm like, oh, well, maybe drama's not your thing.
Well, it is intimidating though too.
Yeah, I mean, but when you saw the kids that were in there, like it was something put on by like the Parks and Recs or whatever. It was like, it was nothing. Oh. It was in a tin building, if that gives you a hint of what it was.
Okay, got it. All right, well. So well, we put Dexter, she's been asking to do dance classes, and so we finally put her in dance class this year.
Oh, well, how's it going?
I mean, it's so cute to see 4-year-olds in like little tights and leotards and their little hair buns. So. Yep. She likes it so far. So she's doing, I totally debated. So she'll be 5 in October. So I put her in like this 5 to 7 group, which I'm glad I did. A friend was like, yeah, I think she'll be like the oldest in a 3 to 5, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I'm glad I put her in this 5 to 7 group because they pretty much are all around that 5-year-old age. There's probably 2 that are probably close to 7.
Yeah.
But she's doing tap, ballet, and jazz, which is an 1.5-hour commitment, which she goes to school every day. So I figured that would be fine for her. But then at the last minute, I was like, oh, should I have just done a 30-minute class, which they had a 30-minute hip-hop class. But I really wanted her to do jazz. And I'm like, but with ballet and tap, she's getting introduced to all the basics.
Right. No, I think you're smart the way, because we've done the 30-minute hip-hop class. They don't learn anything. Yeah. You don't learn technique. You don't learn. It's like they're mainly there just to learn some choreography and that's it. So I think you did the right thing doing that, so she can learn the basics and technique and
Yes. So she likes it so far. She's only been twice, but she likes it a lot. So and that's awesome. I like this dance studio because they're not big enough to hold all the parents to stay during the dance classes.
Yeah.
And they really don't want you to. I mean, they send out an email saying, you know, there's no reason to stay unless your child's going to need to go to the restroom during their dance class. Otherwise, there's really not room. We don't want you guys hanging out. It's not a workspace. And then even to observe the classrooms, I mean, the hallways are very narrow and, you know, they don't want you even up there observing. And it is a distraction to the class.
Yeah.
So I was like, check, check, and check. So I now leave and come back and get her. And it's amazing.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe Aubrey's mentioned wanting to take dance again. So I'll have to see which one you're going to. Okay. I didn't care for the...
Yeah, I'm going somewhere different than where you went. Yeah. So.
Well, that's good.
So she likes that. And then she's doing soccer again. And then Sloan's doing soccer and softball. So yeah, like literally Monday through Wednesday, which we're double booked between the two, but I like it that it's over. So like Thursday, Friday, we have.
You're relaxed.
Yes.
You don't have to run and do anything.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's good.
Yes. Because I have to say for my child, I don't know about your kids, but like for Sloan, it is a transition to go from being in school all day to come home, immediately get a snack, get changed, and get mentally prepared to go to a sports practice for like 1.5 hours.
Yeah.
Like it's a transition for her.
Mm-hmm.
Do your kids have that transition issue?
You know, I haven't seen it this year simply because Brad, he's been the hero getting them to practices. But, you know, Tuesday, they've got a little bit of time before having to go to practice. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the easier day. Now, Friday, with it being Chase, we're picking up from school, running home, getting his stuff, and then running to practice. I can see where he kind of struggles on some, but when he gets there, he's fine.
Right.
You know, yeah, it's just he don't want to go at first and, you know, he sees the girls getting to go home and but he's fine once he gets there.
I mean, Sloan's always been my very like feels deeply a child, you know, like, she just gets all in her emotions. And so I just feel like at the end of the school day, it's like a release to like see me. It's feeling of safety and comfort and familiarity. But it's also it's that transition to go from like that to that.
Yeah.
It's always been hard for her.
Yeah.
So anyways, poor thing. But. I don't know. I just figured as they get older, it gets better. But
yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. They're going to have to realize if I want to play this sport or I want to do this, this is part of that, you know, process or whatever you call it.
Well, speaking of feeling deeply, so I know many of you probably have your children purge toys and donate them and give them to those in need and regularly clean out your toys. Unfortunately, that has been always an issue in my house because Sloan gets so emotionally attached to things. And doesn't want to part with them. And she'll say, oh, but this was my first this. Or I remember when I got this. And she'll remember who gave it to her.
Oh, my gosh.
And even though she doesn't play with it anymore, it's like this deep emotional connection to every single toy she has. And it's so annoying because I love the purge.
Yes.
I know you do too.
Yeah.
So, you know, when they go back, when they went back to school, when school started back up, I purged the arts and crafts. I purged toys. I purged all the things because it's like all the little things that come with the toys.
Yes.
That's what drives me crazy. I don't know what shoe this goes to anymore or this dress. And why do they strip all the clothes off every toy?
Well, doll? When I give them a bag or a box to keep them in, why do they not do that? Right. And they use them for something totally random and stupid that has nothing to do with what the toy was meant for. So I find it everywhere.
Yes.
Yes. It's incredibly annoying.
So anyway, so that kind of stuff I've purged here or there, like when she's at school and has no clue. And like the art, she wants to save every drawing, every painting, everything. So I just purge it all the time, right? Uh-huh. And she, they know, like they come home from school with stuff and they'll be like, don't throw this away, Mom.
That's fantastic.
So I've learned if I throw it in the laundry room trash can, they'd never go through that one.
You know, somebody told me to just stick it all in a pizza box. Well, and that, then throw it out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because then they won't look in there.
Yeah. So, So finally, I've been talking about transitioning our playroom upstairs into like a little bit more older room. Like we've got a cricket machine, for example.
Uh-huh.
And that could easily go up there. We have a planning desk. It could go in there and all the supplies for it.
Yep.
But it's other children that come to my house, which they're all well behaved, but it's just general curiosity that they want to go through those things and destroy those things. And I say that because we have a sewing machine upstairs that we've had children go through. And I had one child cut a measuring tape into like, you know, like,
oh my gosh,
centimeter sections.
Oh no.
Like the whole thing. Like it's just stuff like that happens, right? They just get into it and just destroy it. Yeah. And then my kids like lose their mind over it.
Really?
Well, they just get upset that someone destroyed their stuff, which I totally get. But I'm like, where were you when this was happening?
Well, I'm so impressed they get upset because my kids are like, oh, you want to drag that out? Yeah, let's do it. And they just like join in the fun. And I'm like, oh, Lord. Yeah.
Well, that's how Dexter is. Uh-huh. So that's usually when this stuff happens is when her and one of her little friends are over. They get into Sloan's stuff.
Got it.
But Sloan's like my rule follower and she will definitely come and get me, whatever. So long story short, we've been talking about like transitioning some of that stuff and what can we get rid of and this and that. And she finally agreed to take a trash bag upstairs this morning to clean out toys.
Oh my gosh.
This is a huge milestone.
Yes.
So I was so excited. So she did it and I went through it and she actually did a pretty good job of what she selected. I agreed with everything she selected. I mean, what am I going to say? Yeah. Like, no, don't throw this away. Uh-huh. So anyway, so that was fine. So really what I was going to do is just put the stuff in the trash.
Okay.
Like, you know, because we have trash pickup tomorrow. Yeah. I was like, I'm just going to put it all in the trash. Because, I mean, it's worn out. Some of it's like stuffed animals. Do donation places take stuffed animals anymore? I don't know since COVID. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's all crap. I mean, it's all been well loved and well played with. Uh-huh. So I was just going to put it in the trash. And they're like, where are we going to take this? And they like literally are envisioning like going to hand this to some child in need. Aww. You know what I mean? Like they have no clue how this works.
Aww.
So I'm like, well, we'll take it to a donation box. Well, what is a donation box? So finally I was like, we'll just take it and we'll go, like, there's a donation box at a church parking lot, right?
Uh-huh.
So we go to one just now before we sat down to record and this donation box wasn't in the parking lot. I guess they haul those off.
It happens all the time.
Or they move them?
Yes. I will load my car down with like stuff to throw in there.
Yes.
And then I can never find one.
Yes.
I will see a million of them.
Oh yeah.
On my way to work.
Yes.
But the minute I need to drop something off, I don't know where it went.
Yeah.
All the time.
Same. So I went to one place and I was like, well, it's not there. So I was like, well, there's always one in this other church parking lot. It's a really big church in our community. It always has one.
Uh-huh.
Went down there. It is there, but it was locked. I couldn't get anything in there.
Oh, man.
And of course, my kids are. And I was like, I'm not driving around. It is 100 degrees out. I am not going to keep driving around.
Yes.
I have other things to do today. And so they're very disappointed that they didn't get to go like drop off. And I'm about to put them in the trash tonight when they go to bed. And just tell them tomorrow while they're at school. Oh, I went and found a place.
Yeah, that. Or so I don't know if you saw the day that I had so much stuff outside my door. Like one weekend. So the girls, we did. They wanted new bedrooms. They wanted to separate. They had all been in.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. They had all been in their bed in one room. The girls had been in one room and they were ready for their own room. So I did a lot of rearranging and cleaning stuff out and everything. But I just schedule a pickup time now with that Operation Kindness.
Oh, yes. I used to do that.
It's amazing. I just put everything out there and I had to run home for something. I don't remember what it was, but I saw the truck out there. They were loading it all up.
Yeah.
So I will do that again.
I'll have to keep an eye out for that postcard when they mail that out because I have done that before, with especially baby stuff.
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah.
So much baby stuff.
Yeah.
But I love to purge.
Me too.
My husband doesn't. Drives me crazy.
Brad goes through like, he goes through spouts. Like he'll, like he, he's kind of on the same page with me these days, you know, these days, like there's too much shit in here. We need to throw stuff away.
Right.
I mean, I think I take a trash bag with me upstairs every other time I'm up there, just because I start seeing.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday I told the kids, if I find a toy downstairs, it's going in this trash bag. y'all better get it. Mm-hmm. And they all came running. So
yeah.
But yeah, I agree.
Well, I always say if I have to pick this up more than once, it's going to go in the trash.
Yes.
Like, especially if it's downstairs.
Yes.
If I pick it up and put it on the stairs to go upstairs and it's, I have to pick it up again off the floor, it's going in the trash.
Yep. I agree.
Oh, yeah. Sloan panics when I take a trash bag upstairs. She knows what I'm about to do. Because she caught me in the act this summer because it was, like, driving me crazy. She decided to take a cardboard box from, like, Amazon delivery and make a dollhouse out of it. And she did a good job. Like, she did, like, wallpaper, like, out of, like, wrapping paper. And she drew things. I mean, it actually was legit. And she spent, like, a whole day doing it. Kept her occupied. But, like, now we're not playing with it. It's sitting in the corner.
She's sitting there. Yeah.
I'm done.
I know.
It's collecting dust. And so I threw that away and she lost her mind when she saw it in my trash bag.
Oh my gosh. Well, my kids, that one of the camps they did, they made these little mansions or whatever. Uh-huh. Probably something similar to what,
like,
she
did. Like a
dollhouse or something? Yeah. It was something like that. And so now I have that times three just sitting in my kitchen dining table. You know, and at first they're like all excited about it. But the longer they sat there, the longer they sat there, you know, when they quit kind of talking about it, minute they were gone, trash. I heard one of them ask, where did that house go? And I don't know what Brad said, but I was just like, I don't know. I must have put it somewhere. They in the trash.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's the thing with you. You've got three and they go to a camp and do something. Then you've got three of those to deal with. That cooking class I went to, another friend did it when she had two of her daughters in it. And so she got twice as much of the baked goods because it was a baking camp. So she would get, like, let's say, and we would get a generous amount. We would get, because I guess we had a family of four. So we would get four of everything she made that week.
Oh my gosh.
And they would come home with like two to three different items. Uh-huh. So you're looking at like, you know, 8 to 12 individual items of sweets, whatever. Yeah. Well, her daughters would come home with twice that amount because they had two, she paid for two. And I get it. You're paying for two in camp and you expect to get that. But at the same time, how can you eat, you know, 24 of something?
No.
Ridiculous.
No. Yeah,
that's the one thing about going to camp. That's what some of these places need to think about too when you have triplets, I guess.
There's a lot of things people need to think about when you have triplets, but
that's probably true.
Whole nother podcast. All right.
Well, we're going to wrap it up, but it's good to catch up. We look forward to hopefully being better at recording.
Yes, and more consistent. This is our break. This is what our sanity sometimes.
Yes. All right. Till next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. For more episodes, please be sure to subscribe Bunch of Mom Sense on your favorite podcast app. Visit our website, www.bunchofmomsense.com. And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram, Bunch of Mom Sense. Thanks again. Till next time.